In the past few weeks, job seekers from around the region have stood in long lines at the old Yankee Stadium to seek one of the variety of new openings, from hot dog vendor to suite attendant. On one recent Thursday, the line snaked around part of the stadium as more than 500 applicants stood in frigid temperatures for hours to get a five-minute interview. Not everyone wanted to give their name, but some did speak out about what they'd like to do for the fabled sports franchise.
I would like to do, like, maintenance or security.
Concession stand.
I would like to be one of the utility workers there.
I would like to do a maintenance.
I need the job about right now. And I like the cooking.
It's a recession. I'm looking to apply for anything. I'll kick rocks if they let me.
Anything? Anything. And when I mean anything, I mean anything.
They're hoping to land one of the 1,000 newly created jobs on top of the existing 1,200 positions from the old stadium. Pay can range from salaried positions to less than minimum wage with tips. A stadium bartender can make up to $50,000 in one season. But many of those standing in line say they'll take anything.
Whatever they have to offer right now, the economy is bad.
Whatever is available, you know, the economy is crazy out here.
People need a job, that's why.
Yeah, we need a job, but I'm cold.
No matter about the cold weather, those people have to be stay in line, get the job, you know, because they need more people for Yankee Stadium.
And job candidate Arsenio Glover gives another reason why they put up with the headache.
Who wouldn't want to work here in Yankee Stadium?
Everybody jumps at the chance to do that.
To be a part of history, to be a part of something new.
The hundreds of veteran employees from the old stadium would agree, but they say they're nervous because they've been asked to reapply for their longstanding jobs by Legends Hospitality, the new company that'll provide concession and merchandising services at the new Yankees home. The company was created by an eclectic partnership that includes the Yankees, the Dallas Cowboys, and Goldman Sachs. Legends is currently negotiating with Unite Here Locals 100 and 153, the union that represents most of the service industry workers who were employed at the old stadium. One 20-year veteran beer vendor asked not to be identified for fear of retaliation. He worries Legends will replace him with those people waiting in line.
They should take care of us first and then take care of the other ones, meaning take care of the union workers that's been dedicated to them over the 20 years or the 25 years or whatever years they worked there, over the ones that are coming in that never step foot in the stadium and don't know anything about their jobs.
Other longtime stadium employees are suspicious about Legends Hospitality as an employer.
It's a new company. We understand that, but, you know, you forgot about this management that's in there, that we've worked in that company for X amount of years, and we've been just put to the side.
I feel very sad to apply for this job and don't even know if I'm going to get my job back.
And they're going to have an outside corporation dictate everything that's going to predict my future, and I think it's unfair.
The Yankee organization says all jobs in the new stadium will be unionized, but ultimately, it's up to the new hospitality company. A Legends spokeswoman declined to comment, citing ongoing labor negotiations. Jose Maldonado, the secretary treasurer for Local 100, is taking part in the talks. He says he's optimistic that Legends will commit to hiring union labor, as long as applicants pass a criminal background check, as they've had to in the past. And there's a new requirement. They must submit to random drug testing, even the veterans from the old stadium.
But they assured us that they were going to hire all the workers because everybody was processed. And we started initial talks, and it was really positive. And they're going based on our old contract, and things are really looking really, really good.
Maldonado concedes, though, that until a contract is signed, nothing is certain. That's not stopping people from lining up in the cold to see if they can get a job at the new landmark in the Bronx. Ramel Allah came from Queens to apply, and he sums it up.
If I get hired here today, I'm going to thank my lucky stars.
Negotiations between Legends Hospitality and the union continue on Monday. For WNYC, I'm Elaine Rivera.